It was a year that had farmers across the state playing catch-up with the weather. First, winter wouldn't let go, causing alfalfa and hay fields to be killed by the cold. Then they had to deal with one of the wettest springs on record. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, April this year was the fourth wettest since 1895. May wasn't much better, being the 12th wettest on record. Greg Bussler is the state statistician with the USDA.
In the beginning of the year, it was extremely wet and cool, and that kept them from getting in the field, so there was a rush to get the crop in.
In fact, in southern Wisconsin, more rain fell in April, May, and June than in all of 2012. Mark Hagedorn is the agriculture agent for Eau Claire County, UW Extension. He says farm fields across the state were soaked, and many farmers were about 3 weeks to a month behind schedule getting their crops in the ground. Then the rain stopped in July. Hagedorn says it was a 1-2 punch.
On the books, if you just took a look at how much rain you had during the year, you wouldn't think it was an issue. But the spigot turned off for such a long period of time between June and August.
Hagedorn says with such extreme weather, crops planted in sandier soils were hit harder by the drought. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.